USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union address that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam on February 27th and 8th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins Fox Business with a message for the North Koreans.
Well, it's a real opportunity for the world. I have a team on the ground in Pyongyang even as we speak, beginning to lay those foundations for the meetings that will happen at the end of this month. We are very hopeful that Chairman Kim will fulfill his commitment, the one that he made back in June in Singapore to denuclearize his country.
President Trump at the State Department says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
President Trump highlighted some of his accomplishments at the State of the Union address on Tuesday night, including the First Step Act, a major reform of the criminal justice system. One of his invited guests at the State of the Union address last night was Matthew Charles from Tennessee, whom President Trump said was the first person released under the new law. Charles shares his reaction when the president signed the act into law.
Then to witness the president not only state that he was going to sign it prior to him signing it, but to actually see him on C-SPAN sign it, I mean, it was just remarkable for everybody that witnessed it.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the Wisconsin man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents is in court today. 21-year-old Jake Patterson is facing kidnapping and murder charges. In court, Patterson waived his right to a preliminary examination, meaning there's enough evidence against him for this case to proceed to a trial. Patterson has yet to enter a plea deal, and the judge set his arraignment for March 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, President Trump gave his State of the Union address on Tuesday. Now, at that State of the Union, there were also many guests that were invited by both the President, the First Lady, and then members of Congress and Senate. Let's take a listen as the President acknowledges some of the folks that him and the First Lady invited.
On D-Day, June 6, 1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. Last year, Grace was diagnosed with brain cancer. She rallied her community and raised more than $40,000. Buzz Aldrin. He narrowly survived the Nazi concentration camps. Today is Judah's 81st birthday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.